This is Senator Bob Dole. Nicaraguan dictator Daniel Ortega is insulting America again. But as usual, the liberal crowd is quiet as a mouse. And in a moment, I'll ask Ted Kennedy why as we face off. Nicaraguan dictator Ortega recently toured New York to drum up publicity for his Marxist regime. Wearing his famous $300 designer sunglasses, he went to a Brooklyn church to show the world what a pious fellow he is. Of course, he never mentioned how he crushed freedom of religion in his own country, Nicaragua. Next, Ortega went to the United Nations to insult the United States. It was the usual bunk from the Kremlin's favorite puppet. Of course, Ortega was exploiting the freedom we enjoy in this great land, a freedom he's denied the beleaguered citizens of his tin-horn dictatorship. Ted, you've battled every effort to bring this tyrant down. Haven't you been humiliated enough by this huckster?
Bob, I don't disagree with any of the things you said about Daniel Ortega. I'm as offended as you are by the sheer hypocrisy of his visit to churches in New York City, when he's grinding his heel into the church in his own country. But that still doesn't justify your reckless war-by-proxy policy against Nicaragua, Bob, by giving $100 million in U.S. military aid to the Contras to escalate the fighting. By a margin of 2-1, the American people are against U.S. aid because it means wider war in all of Central America. We all know where that path leads, Bob. First U.S. aid, then U.S. advisors, then U.S. combat troops. The Contras aren't freedom fighters. They're crooks, gun runners, drug smugglers, embezzlers, and terrorists. They don't deserve a dime in U.S. aid, let alone $100 million. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the Pentagon's latest fiasco, their $22 billion sequel to the flawed Sergeant York gun. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.